7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're going to do two or three important things in this hour of the program, including meeting Penelope Ann Miller, who is a well-known practicing artist, I guess, and that's why she's in the film The Artist. She's a good actress. We'll meet her. She's in this movie set in Hollywood in 1927. It's a silent movie, interestingly enough. She and James Cromwell together, so we'll meet her and talk about that.
Got the most Golden Globe nominations yesterday of any other movie.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. All right, so at the bottom of the hour, we'll have Chef Louis in here to work on what good things there are to be. I think there are all kinds of things to boost your interest in enjoyment of the holidays as far as food is concerned.
Mm-hmm. And remember, he has Hanukkah and Christmas recipes.
Hanukkah and Christmas recipes. That's very good. Okay. And so as we prepare for Penelope, well, this movie is not fun, so we ought to have a little laughter at 10 after before we get to her. Richie, a smile is a curve that sets everything straight. So we'll see if we can create one or two of those in a moment here on Good Day.
Find your look at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Get huge savings now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
It's our weekend madness sale at Toys R Us. This Friday and Saturday, save big on the hottest toys. Save up to $70 on top-selling Power Wheels. Hot-selling board games like Chutes and Ladders, Candyland, and more. Only $4.99. Plus 40% off top toys from Lego and Barbie. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get one 50% off all Moshi Monsters. Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be the lowest valued item purchased. Exclusion applies to hours or variables at Toys R Us.
You know how a lot of people who come from India have dots on their forehead?
Don't do this.
Bindi.
Yeah.
Why?
Where are you going with this?
I think you need to be quiet and listen to where I'm going with it, and then you'll...
I don't trust you.
...to figure it out. Somebody has finally cleared up the dot. Indian women have worn a dot in their foreheads. Most of the people in the West thought this was connected with tradition. They thought it was connected with religion. But the Indian embassy has revealed the true story. When a Hindu woman gets married, she brings a dowry into the union. On her wedding night, the husband scratches off the dot to see whether he has won a convenience store, a gas station, a donut shop, a taxi cab, or a motel. If nothing is there, he must remain in India to answer telephones and provide us with Verizon technical advice.
There's no stereotypes in there at all.
Nothing. No. See, Richie, it wasn't what you thought it was going to be at all.
Penelope Ann Miller joins us in 60 seconds.
I hope.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
Be super at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. Style & Company Sport Velour Separates now $19.99. Junior's Fine Gauge Sweaters $14.99. 3/4 carat diamond earrings now $299. Take 50% off Clubroom and Alfani dress shirts. And 60% off Fun Bella Kitchen Electric. Morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Find your look at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Get huge savings now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
13 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have Jennifer and Rich and Penelope Ann Miller here, known for her roles in Carlito's Way, Kindergarten Cop, Chaplin. Maybe that's why she got this job, Richie, because this is a silent movie. And as far as all the good stuff that's going on, Penelope, you are looking at this movie as it's opened up here. It's going to go wide, I guess, just before Christmas. But yesterday, this movie, The Artist, got the most Golden Globe nominations of any film, and you were nominated.
Congratulations. That's
for a
awesome.
SAG Award, so that's kind of cool. How are you
so
feeling?
So exciting.
I'm really excited. I'm so thrilled that people are loving this movie, and it was such a risk to make a silent black and white film, you know, that you never knew if anyone would go see it, and the fact that people are seeing it, and then on top of it, we're getting awards and nominations and all these accolades, and it's pretty remarkable.
What did you think when your agent walked up to you and said, "Do you want to do a silent movie?"
Well, you know, definitely, it was funny because he told me, and we were talking about this yesterday after all the nominations came out, and I got a SAG nomination because we got Best Ensemble, we got nominated for, so I'm eligible for a SAG Award, which is my first, which
very
is very
good.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we were talking about it, and we said, God, who would have thought a year ago when we were talking about this film, it was a little over a year ago, right before Thanksgiving, and he said, you know, so he called me, and he was almost reluctant to text, ask me about it, and he said that a lot of his clients were completely, you know, uninterested or intimidated by it or didn't get it and completely passed, like didn't even want to meet on it or anything. And he said, you know, it's a silent black and white film. It's set in the 20s. And it's this French filmmaker who I'd never heard of. And the two leads were already cast. And they were these French actors I'd never heard of. And I thought, this is weird. But I was
intrigued. Harder to do?
What?
How
was
hard
it
is it to do a silent movie?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a challenge. I mean, there you don't want to make a fool of yourself. So it's this kind of fine line of, you know, it's so much about your expressions and your reactions and everything, but you don't want to be over the top. And so, and my character in the movie is like a real person. I mean, Charlie Chaplin, when you think of Chaplin, you know, he was this sort of caricature, you know, he was this persona. I mean, he had a role that he played that on screen, and the actor, the two leads are actors in the films because it's about these silent film stars, and they got to go back and forth from being the real people and then their actor persona. But I was playing a real person who was married to the silent film star, so I had to make sure that I was believable because, you know, if we're not real, I mean, the audience isn't going to buy it. And
right.
And I think that's why the movie works so well, is because I think everybody, you know, the director made sure that we you know, did enough but not too much, and, you know, audiences can really follow what's going on and believe in it. But the movie's so joyful and so fun and
what's
funny.
What's the premise
and,
of the movie? I've heard a lot about the movie, but I don't know what the premise is. What's the basic premise?
Well, it's about a silent film star, this actor Jean Dujardin, who actually did win Best Actor at the Cannes Film Festival, who's amazing in this movie. And he's a silent film star, and it's right at the end of the silent film era where it's going into talkies, and he doesn't want to make the transition into talkies. and he's in an unhappy marriage. I play his unhappy wife, and we have a lot of money and fortune and fame and all that, and he meets a young starlet who's sort of on the rise, who then does go into the talkies and becomes a huge star, sort of like A Star Is Born. And they have this sort of unrequited love, you know, romantic kind of relationship, but it's unrequited because he's married. So it's all about sort of the rise and fall of his character and their love story. And, but it's also, you know, it's funny, and it's, at the end, it's so uplifting, the movie. And, you know, and it's very touching, too. It's very, but it's visually just stunning. It's visually.
One of our co-hosts here, Roberta Fasanella, she's not here right now, unfortunately, but she is a SAG member and got a pre-screening of the movie and said she was absolutely riveted to the screen for the whole time that the movie was. She said, I put the movie in not expecting anything and could not turn it off, could
wow.
not take my eyes off of the screen.
Wow. Well, it's, you know, I got to say, I mean, I think people are intimidated by going to see. I mean, there's the intimidation about being in a silent film, and then you try to get an audience to go see
yeah.
a silent film.
I have to read for an hour and a half.
My husband was like, are you sure I'm going to be able to sit through this movie? And I think after the first maybe 5 minutes or less, you forget that it's a silent film. It's
right.
just, it's almost like you get so caught up in it, and it's so beautiful to look at, and you realize, wow, we don't even need to hear the words, and we know exactly what's going on, and we're just so taken on the ride. I mean, even for me, who's in the movie, I mean, I've seen it 4 times, and I still find new things about it, and just it just gets better. It's wild.
Looking at pictures of you, I'm brought back to that era, or at least a couple of pictures I'm looking at with your hair. The way
yeah.
it is, it sort of looks like that. Is that your natural look, or did you sort of create that around?
Well, they had to create. I don't want to look around looking like that. That would be a lot of work. It was like 2.5 hours to
that
get
would
me
be
ready.
Cool,
but that was my hair. They just had to set it and put me under a dryer and do the whole nine yards. So I had like really early calls. So, you know, it was a lot of work. I mean, they say be careful what you wish for, because I love old Hollywood. I love the 20s. I love the glamour. But it was a lot of work. And then the costumes. But that's why the movie's so great, because visually it's so great to look at. If anyone missed the mark on any of the visuals of the movie, like the set design and the costumes, and the movie wouldn't work. So everybody had to look believable and authentic, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. The beauty of Hollywood these days is that whether you do it naturally or you have it created for you by some computer, the idea of bringing people back to that period, even though a challenge would be more easily done now than it might have been done 20 or so years ago.
I know.
But it must, not learning, not having to learn lines, you know, you think this
well,
is going
to
be easy.
Well, we did talk to each other. We just didn't record our voices, you know. I mean,
So was there a script?
Yeah, there was a script. I mean, there
with
was
lines?
A lot of dialogue, and we ad-libbed some of our dialogue because it wasn't all there. But, you know,
that's
they had
wild.
The title cards like they traditionally do in silent film. So, like, some of the lines were definitely written, and then they would have them written out on the screen. But it, you know, it's not like subtitles. It's title cards, you know.
Mm.
And so, yeah, it was less. I mean, of course, we didn't have to worry about that part of it. Was
yeah.
learning the lines. But then you also wanted to be authentic to the period.
Yeah.
So when you did ad-lib the lines, you didn't want to sound like, you know, or look like you were talking like a modern day person would talk. So you really wanted to be true to the period. So it was definitely challenging, even if we didn't have to.
Nice job. The artist being released, Penelope Ann Miller here on Good Day.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available. The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all natural cotton. It's ultra soft, ultra warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, appeal to God, a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to LibertyBlanket.com. That's LibertyBlanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival. Your survival.
The same group that was responsible for the Christmas Day bomber says they are now training women.
Can they send women? Because isn't the promise of doing this
right.
all
yeah,
the virgins
what are women
in heaven?
Do with the virgins?
Believe me, a woman doesn't
Maybe.
Want the male kind.
I'll tell you something. I'm thinking there are probably plenty of lesbian Arabs. And they
so you think
like
those are the
have.
Ones who want to be the bombers because then
right.
they get the 27 virgins.
No, 72.
If Doug thought he was going to get 72 virgins,
all of a sudden this would be, welcome back to Good Day.
Now see, that's an even more beautiful sight than 72 virgins waiting in heaven for a suicide bomber.
Here I am.
We're playing Magic the Gathering. Want to join?
Osama!
One of the most well-known themes to a television show in the history of the medium. This is the theme from Hill Street Blues, which brings us around to acknowledging on our birthday list today. The people who were born on December the 16th include Stephen Bochco, who is the award-winning executive producer of Hill Street Blues. That was his first effort. He won the Emmy every single year the show was on the air. Every year, Hill Street Blues won the Emmy for Best Drama. Same could be said for L.A. Law and NYPD Blue. He had a couple of other real stoners. I remember Jennifer Koprock. I think it lasted about 3 minutes.
That's terrible.
Right?
Isn't
that an awful movie? Oh, my head.
That was like the beginning. Wasn't it a TV show or was it
a
movie?
Yeah, it was. No, it was a show.
Like the beginning of Glee, except terrible.
Yeah. You know, he also was the head writer for both Ironside, the TV show, and Columbo, which is where he got his start. So he must have been pretty young. Born in the state in 1943. Those shows were big. What, Ironside was big in the 70s, so he would have been 30-something or other. I thought that was pretty interesting. Tony Hicks up next. Anthony Hicks, excuse me, Rich. Anthony Hicks, guitarist for the Hollies. He was born in the state in 1943, so he'd be the same age as Mr. Bochco, 68. Among their hits, Stop, 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 The Air That I Breathe, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. So happy birthday to Mr. Hicks. Leslie Stahl, the White House correspondent for CBS on 60 Minutes as well, born in the state 1941. She's still at that, isn't she? I don't watch 60 Minutes.
She's still on 60 Minutes, yes.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's not that hard a job. They have one assignment about
right,
once a month. It takes
yeah.
them 3 days to go shoot it. They edit it, and that's it. And they get paid big bucks. What do you think Mac Lauer wants to go over there for? They all get a lot of money for being on that show. Liv Ullmann. Remember her, the actress? Lived in Boston. She and her husband lived in the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Boston. She was friends with Tony because Tony's other husband was her husband's lawyer, as it played out. Very lovely woman, apparently, and has been in some interesting movies here on this side of the pond. Most of the stuff she did in her native country was much more provocative than the bill of fare that she did while she was over here as sort of a Hollywood star. But anyway, very fetching lady, born in the state 1938. Happy birthday to Liv Ullmann. Next is Benny Anderson from ABBA. Speaking of that country, another country.
It's always their birthday.
Always, well, it seems to be an ABBA birthday all the time. You're right about that. Yeah, right. Born in the state 66 years ago. I Have a Dream, Dancing Queen, Waterloo, other songs that certainly they were well known for. Do we have, let's see, who's also on this list here? Billy Gibbons. Born in the state 1949. Richie will love it. This is ZZ Top music. Yeah. He's the guitarist for ZZ Top. Let's see, with the birthday on...
He used to play host a show here on Radio America.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
So he must be a right-winger.
No, it was a car show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right-wing car shows. They
exist,
don't they?
Yes.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
There's the snap. It's a blitz. And Peter Contaldi of Basking Ridge, New Jersey, your girlfriend wants those 2-carat diamond stud earrings for Christmas. And time is running off the clock. Also, don't forget to clean the litter box. You made an agreement. And besides, it's not even her cat.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Okay, elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out, tech is in. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out tablets, digital SLR cameras.
Spinning tops?
No, laptops. And e-readers like the new Kindle Fire for just $1.99. Gifts for less. Now, who's with me?
Get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Offer in-store only. Prices go through 12/17.
It's our weekend madness sale at Toy Fair Us. This Friday and Saturday, save big on the hottest toys. Save up to $70 on top-selling Power Wheels. Hot-selling board games like Chutes and Ladders, Candyland, and more. Only $4.99. Plus 40% off top toys from Lego and Barbie. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get one 50% off all Moshi Monsters. Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be the lowest valued item purchased. Exclusion applies to hours or varying with the Toys R Us merchandise.
Find your look at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Get huge savings now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Good day. This is Rich McFadden,
Your
cordial host with no voice. And,
exactly.
And now here's our co-host, Doug Steffen.
All right, thank you very much, Rich.
You're welcome.
Introducing me, you can be the Ed McMahon of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I need to get my voice back to be Ed.
Joining us now is King Chuck. Oh, wait a minute. No, this is Chef Louie.
I
was looking at the way he spelled Hanukkah, and it almost looks like Chuck.
Chanukah?
Chanukah. Listen, I'm an expert now after 8 days over there.
So how
I can spell anything.
How is the official way of spelling Hanukkah?
With a C.
Is it C? Because you see the Hanukkah, too.
It's
there's a little guttural to it.
Right. Hanukkah. And listen, by the way, I said something. This is Richie. You'll love this. Me being the politically correct fellow that I am.
Right.
I said to somebody who was not impressed with me having said this, gee, a lot of the words sound just the same in Hebrew, because they all sound like And so I made another friend. Hanukkah, coming up next Tuesday, I believe, is the first day of Hanukkah. And there are lots of things that we ought to think about if you're a member of the Jewish faith. By the way, even if you are not, the traditions are intriguing and wonderful. Especially, I had some of the best food, Louis, over in Israel this past week. It is superb. I got to drink, not that I'm any connoisseur. Jennifer was able to have a conversation with a wine guy that made a lot more sense than anything I would have been able to get out of him. But the food, the fishes, the way they fix things, understanding kosher. You can have dairy sometimes and meat and sometimes you can't. I don't understand how the clock works, but at any rate, I'm sure that you have prepared, Chef Louis, a lot of things over the years. And maybe we start with, this is a happy time. It's not one of the real serious, it's not a serious
tradition. No, it's a minor holiday.
Right. So What do you give other people who are not Jewish that could benefit by having some of these ideas, some of these recipes, some of the things that get prepared at this time of year by Jews?
Well, the funny thing is, you know, Hanukkah is to Jews the same way Christmas is to us, in a sense that it's a lot of tradition and a lot of legend. And that's what brought up all of the foods that they have. Now, the idea of Hanukkah came in the 2nd century B.C., all right? And Hanukkah does not mean Festival of Lights, as a lot of people think. What it means is dedication. And it was a rededication of the second temple for the Jews. They broke free of their bonds of the Syrians and Greeks through years. They were held very oppressed for years. When they finally broke the bonds, they rededicated their temple, had enough oil, they felt, once they cleaned the temple up and were ready for service, they figured they had enough olive oil to do one day's lighting, and it ended up lasting 8 days, as legend puts it, and as tradition puts it. So most of the foods are cooked in oil. As a result of that, there comes the tradition. So one of the things they love to make is latkes, nice potato latkes. And now in the modern times, they've taken a potato pancake and they've made it even better. They've added sweet potato to it, or they'll add different, like brown sugar, different spices, and make it a standalone dish all by itself. Serve with sour cream or serve with applesauce, as long as it's fried in oil to remind them of the miracle of the oils, of the lights. Same with their desserts. It's always something sweet, like a souvenir, which is a jelly donut. And those are cooked in oil, traditionally. Once again, the oil theme comes back. And the sweetness of the jelly reminds them of the sweetness of freedom. And so legend and tradition lends to food. And it's a wonderful thing like that. It really is.
All right.
And you brought up about the dairy and the meat.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that's a health law, and it's not. You know, they tried to describe it as, well, it's for better digestion and stuff, but it was a humane law. That's where it comes from.
All right, so here's the, I will add to that, because I found out a lot about the way they slaughter their animals, the kosher way of doing it,
right.
Although I don't want to be too graphic because it's pretty gross. I have, one of the first things that I was asked I made friends with a couple of actors, one of whom was Jewish, the other was not. And so they, when they were learning about my dairy farm, wanted to know if I slaughtered the animals, and I said no. And this was as a result of a conversation we were having with some of the people there who were describing how the Jews slaughtered their lambs or their pigs or their cows or whatever it is. And the way they do it is something that is traditional in more of the family farms that eat their own meat. And they, what they do is they will. I'm going to try to describe this in his.
They bleed them out.
Well, what they do is.
Do
they,
I need to close my ears?
Yeah, maybe. What happens for the? What they'll do is take a hammer often, and they'll hit the cow in the head, so that the cow is disabled. This is what's so horrible. No matter whether it's kosher or it isn't, this is horrible. In some circumstances, they get the cow down so they can get her strapped, and then they hang her upside down. So that
okay, that made it better.
when the cows hand or any of the animals are handled up or hung upside down, they cut their throats so that they'll bleed out in about 10, 12, 14 seconds, and that way the meat is supposedly kept fresher, because the blood in the meat is what makes it not desirable kosher wise or otherwise.
Right.
It's just such a horrible, horrible, horrible death. Sometimes the cruder of the slaughterhouses will actually shoot the cow in the head.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just, when you eat meat, this is what you think about when you eat the meat.
It's
horrible.
A friend of mine posted a picture of him. He went deer hunting and he got
a deer.
He posted the picture on the thing. And people were like, oh my God, oh, how do you post this? And I'm thinking, these
what
same
the
people who are so
on?
Appalled by this are later going to
going
the grocery
to
store buying a pound of hamburger or a steak and cooking it for dinner tonight.
What do you think happens?
They don't put two and two together.
No, we don't want to see it.
Well, but that's the reality. That's what's going on.
When you go to supermarkets,
inhumane,
anywhere else around the world, it's not all neatly packaged.
Oh, I know. I've been to Mexico.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, walking up and down the streets of Jerusalem, they have these open-air markets. The meat's just out there.
Just hanging there.
Just hanging there.
Right.
And you chop it up, whatever you want, the stuff. I mean, the intestines are sitting out on the sidewalk.
They don't refrigerate it in cellophane and styrofoam and put a nice little sticker on it with a... with a little peel back label that tells you how to cook it on the grill.
And that's why most of the time in Europe you won't find meats that are cooked rare.
No, you got to cook them
royal and broil and cook the daylight out of stuff because of that.
Right, and that's true, by the way, in the Mideast, the Near East, Mideast, wherever you go, if you have a brain, you're eating that stuff. You cook it through and through and through.
Here's my question about Israeli food. We all think we know what Middle Eastern food is. Is it the same or is it? You're eating olives.
They're all
and
the same.
Middle East is
the we're talking about. Three groups of people that whose origin was in within four square miles of all the major monotheistic religions started in within a 4-square-mile area. But they have the same traditions, the same food.
It seems like
this
you hear
is why
more
it's so crazy
things.
That they fight with each other.
It seems like you hear more potato and starchy things with the Jews.
No.
Then no.
No.
Okay.
No, that's maybe what you hear, but that's not the reality. Mostly, I had tons of vegetables because, in reality, what is grown there, they do not get food from any place. They don't import food from anywhere.
Wow, they must be
they
so
grow
healthy.
Their
Think
own
about that.
Foods.
Think
they,
about
keep
that.
Kosher, they keep a kosher eye on
they
it.
Have, I had available every day the best salads, chopped up cucumbers and lettuce and tomatoes and carrots, and they put this the dressing on it is really superb. I would have those salads for breakfast as well as for dinner, and they you don't find them anywhere else. And they everything that's there, whatever it is, the eggs.
Not
the
like
milk.
They're importing meats from Saudi Arabia,
no.
right?
Right. Well, sure they're going to. They don't import. They have become an island, not an island of self-sufficiency. That's one of the other things. All right, Louis, hold on for a second. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. We're talking about some of the nuance of Jewish cooking for Hanukkah, what you can learn. Maybe you want to take some of this tradition and apply it to what you're doing. The cheeses, the oils, all of that good stuff really fits together. Let me talk about food with a different reference now, and that's to the folks who run the Food Supply Depot. This is not kosher, although I guess it could be, because it is the finest quality food products. Delicious, nutritious, and the foods have a shelf life of 20 years. So as I've suggested all this week, if you have a company, Louis, you have a little company, maybe what you'd like to do is give these buckets of food as gifts to your clients or to your workers. Everybody's worried down in Florida, got to worry about hurricanes. That's where Louis is. We may even worry about them up here in the Northeast. Richie had an earthquake this year. Jennifer's had fires on the West Coast. We know about the droughts in the Midwest and then the floods and all this stuff knocks the power off. Windy here this morning threw the power off at my place. Could have lasted for 2 or 3 days. Do I have enough food? Now I do. 72 hours worth of food from the foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. That's where you go to get this food for yourself, for your family. Prepare yourself. All kinds of good reasons. Keep the food so that you're protected. You have good food in case there's an emergency. The other thing is send it to your friends who may not be thinking about being prepared, but they ought to be. And another important part of this is when you pay for the food, part of your purchase price is donated to the Veterans Research Corporation, which benefits the medical research for veterans. And as they come back from Iraq, there are plenty of them have plenty of problems. Government's not taking care of them. So you'll be happy to know that your money is being used for medical research for veterans. All this makes a great package, something that you can take action on right now. Go online to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug or you can go to DougStefan.com and go to the Friends page. Click on the Food Supply Depot logo. Same thing happens. Super, super, super service. Great food. You'll start eating this thing. Well, let's have this once a week with our meatloaf or something like that. At any rate, you'll get the point when you get it. I hope you hear my enthusiasm, dedication to this, because I'm happy to have some of the money go toward the medical research for our service folks. So here you go again, foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Also, you get free shipping when you use that address.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TVs with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Be super at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. Style & Company Sport Velour Separates now $19.99. Junior's Fine Gauge Sweaters $14.99. 3/4 carat diamond earrings now $299. Take 50% off Clubroom and Alfani dress shirts. And 60% off Fun Bella Kitchen Electrics. Morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's our Weekend Madness Sale at Toys R Us. This Friday and Saturday, save big on the hottest toys. Save up to $70 on top-selling Power Wheels. Hot-selling board games like Chutes and Ladders, Candyland, and more, only $4.99. Plus 40% off top toys from Lego and Barbie. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get one 50% off all Moshi Monsters. Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be picked below the valid item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours are varied. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Give yourself the gift of good health. Cold weather, crowded stores, and frequent air travel can all contribute to the spread of germs, making the holidays a popular time for cold and flu symptoms. Oftentimes, the best methods to keep your family healthy are the simplest. According to Dr. Travis Stork, host of The Doctors, being proactive and using natural remedies are often the best ways to alleviate your symptoms this holiday season.
Focus on simple health fixes. Natural products can be extremely effective in alleviating cold symptoms and helping you feel better this winter. Arm & Hammer Simply Saline Nasal Mists are made from just purified water and sodium chloride, or salt. They can be used as frequently as needed to help flush away congestion this winter.
Additional health tips Dr. Stork recommends are drinking plenty of water, 30 minutes of daily aerobic exercise, getting enough rest, and remembering to wash your hands regularly, especially before touching your face. For more information, visit simplysaline.com.
Find your look at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Get huge savings now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at Best Buy and BestBuy.com, save $100 on the new Kodak Hero 9.1 all-in-one printer. This week only at Best Buy. Valid through Saturday, December 17th. Lowest ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
Chef Louis DeAngelis here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer and Rich and me, talking about Hanukkah foods. We didn't talk much about wines. I'd rather you engage Jennifer in this because Jennifer is the wine person now.
Yeah.
Jennifer, you remember.
Engaged.
Yeah, right. The discussion we had with that winemaker, was it last? I think it was a week ago today.
It was last week. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
right. So, they're supposed to not have much credibility, but to listen to that guy and talk and hear them talk, it seemed like more prejudice against Israel than anything else was the reason for Israeli wines not doing so well.
It's a new wine industry there. So, I mean, they used to have a wine industry, but like the man, I can't remember his name, like he said, they lost all their vines. And so everything was destroyed. They've started over again. And after talking to him, I did a little research online just to see if it was just him being biased. But it really does seem that, the wines are up and coming. So this weekend, I will try to go out to BevMo and find a bottle of maybe a Israeli-produced Zinfandel, and I'll give you a report.
Yeah, they're growing all French grapes.
Yeah, they're
doing
a lot.
Which I find interesting.
A lot of Bordeaux,
because they can't find any of the original grapes inherent to their land.
Yeah, they're still looking for that one that's theirs. But they do Bordeaux, they're doing Burgundies, they're doing Pinot Noirs, Louis. They're doing everything down there.
Well, you know, there's a bias against it here in this country because, you know, you think of a $3 bottle of syrup called Manischewitz, and that's your wine.
Yum!
You automatically think that's Israeli wine, but it's not. It's an upstate wine.
I made a joke. It is. I made a joke with the wine. I said, "Where's the Mogan David?" And then he looked at me, and I.
After you took the daggers out.
Manischewitz.
After the police left, I felt a lot better.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right. So what else do people? So the wines are good. The food is good. There must be places online to go or recipes for Hanukkah. I would think.
Or you can go to Jewish101.com, and that'll tell you a lot.
All right, very good. Jewish101.com. Larry DeAngelis, the chef extraordinaire here on the Good Day program at 51 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
City, the place, the last debate before the Iowa caucuses. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The Republican presidential hopefuls mixing it up one more time before the January 3rd caucuses. This debate was the 17th overall, with former House Speaker Newt Gingrich clearly a target, what with Gingrich leading the field in most of the polls right now. Gingrich's fellow candidates hammered him last night on his electability, his profitable relationship with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, among other things. For his part, Gingrich had this to say about his electability and his overall ability to go one-on-one with President Obama.
I believe I can debate Barack Obama, and I think in 7 3-hour debates, Barack Obama will not have a leg to stand on in trying to defend a record that is terrible and an ideology that is radical.
Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who trails Gingrich and Congressman Ron Paul in some of the latest Iowa polls, had this to say about his past experience in running a state and achieving success in business.
My successes include some businesses that were successful, like Staples and a steel mill in the middle of Indiana, some things I learned from, and by the way, some failures. I remember when the founders of JetBlue came to me and said, invest in us. I said, well, that'll never work. Kind of wrong.
And there's plenty to chew on there. And we mentioned Congressman Ron Paul, who has been surging in Iowa of late. At the debate last night, he looked at his fellow candidates and had this to say about what he perceives to be a deep field.
Well, you know, fortunately for the Republican Party this year, probably anybody up here could probably beat Obama.
the crowd liked that. Among some of the other candidates, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann and Texas Governor Rick Perry received some positive marks for their debate performances last night, but is it too little too late for them? As for former Utah Governor John Huntsman and former Pennsylvania Congressman Rick Santorum, they were seen as having solid debate performances, but none of the breakout moments they obviously need if they want to win in next month's caucuses. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, it's Andy Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch Vermont, America's family resort, where family fun is always guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today.
We're ready for the weekend, and the season is ramping up. Like at Alta in Utah, now riding on half of their trails. That's about 58 runs at Alta. Into Wyoming, Grand Targhee moving on to 48 trails. They're up to 65% of their mountain already, thanks to about 4 to 5 inches of fresh snow in the middle of this week. Sun Valley in Idaho, they're riding at every trail on 26 runs. Schweitzer in Idaho with almost 3,000 acres is there at full operation, about 3 or 4 inches of fresh snow there as well. Whistler Blackcomb in British Columbia moving on to 160-plus trails. That's over 30 lifts, a little bit of powder thanks to fresh snow this week, and 7,000 of their 8,000 acres open at Whistler. In the east, cold temperatures returning again. Mount Sunapee's ready with about 3 runs in New Hampshire. Also, Attitash is open with about 4 trails. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, modest gains for the stock market yesterday. The Dow up 47, closing at 11,870. S&P up 4 points. NASDAQ gaining 2 points to end the day. A tentative $1 trillion deal to avert a possible federal government shutdown has been reached. Congressional negotiators have been working around the clock on a deal that will have to be voted on by the House and Senate before the weekend when current funding for federal operations expires. Here's what one federal worker in Washington, D.C. had to say about the fact a federal government shutdown was even possible.
If Congress had to answer to a boss the way most of us do, they would all have lost their jobs by now.
Isn't that the truth? Online shoppers will be able to save some money today and still get packages sent out in time for Christmas. It's free shipping day. More than 2,500 retailers such as Best Buy, Barnes & Noble, the Apple Store, and many others taking part. Last year's free shipping day produced nearly $1 billion in sales. And finally, the end of the year is near. Only a few weeks left to 2011. We're now getting many of those end-of-the-year lists and awards. For example, something from the folks at Merriam-Webster, the dictionary people. Drum roll, please. The 2011 Word of the Year is pragmatic. Yes, pragmatic, defined as practical as opposed to idealistic. Pragmatic was looked up an unprecedented number of times during the past year, we're told. If you're still looking up words to see what they mean, you really are a pragmatic type of person. Another honor handed out, this one from our pals at Google. They tell us the biggest increase in Google searches from 2010 to 2011 was for the name Rebecca Black.
No one really knew about her in 2010, but in 2011, her viral video caught fire. And everybody was trying to figure out who Rebecca Black was.
That's Google's John Wiley, and he's right. Nobody knew who Rebecca Black was until that video for Friday went wild earlier this year. You remember the song, don't you?
It's Friday, Friday.
This is it, Friday.
Friday, Friday.
Funny, I thought there was more to this song. Guess not. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looked so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now. If you